Hello everyone, just going to do a quick audio boo here. Well, probably not a quick audio boo, rather a long one. I am at I'm at about the 20 minute mark. I just put the News of the Universe clip in the show, and I think I'm going to quit editing for the night being. It's going very smoothly, just removing background noise as I go. I don't think there is absolutely no reason why it should not be up by tomorrow afternoon. On the other hand, I've often said that, and it not coming out for a week, so I don't expect anyone to believe me when I say that. Good show, actually. It was a shorter one, but it's one of our better ones. I really liked it. There was lots of laughs. But yeah, I'm gonna just do some bong hits, gonna play some video games, and I'm gonna go to sleep. Because I barely got any sleep when I was working the 6 day shifts that I was working. And I'm never doing that again. I'm not a morning person. I am not designed to work morning shifts. And that is why I probably could never work 9 to 5. I just couldn't. I hate it because I would also be going. I only have 2 days off and not 3. You know what I mean? It's just, I like that. I like the idea that I have a week off every month. It's crazy. But it's just something I'm not willing to give up at this point. Oh, man, we're running out of sativas here. Man, why the fuck can't we just have medical marijuana licenses like they have in Colorado? I really would love to. But we do have them, but the Canadian government, federal government, makes it plain impossible for you to get one. This is Dr. Emmett Brown that I'm smoking out of. The flux capacitor is being soaked right now because, oh my god, it's gunked up. And I really hate it for my glassware to get gunked up. There's people who don't clean their bongs. I remember going to Jason's house and I saw his bong all clogged up with particles and shit. I told him, I'm sorry, dude, but you're going to have to clean that. If you expect me to use it, I expect you to clean it. I'm sorry. And I refuse to take bong hits out of stuff that is not, that isn't clean. I just refuse. It tastes so much better. I don't understand why not everyone does this. It tastes so good when you hit a clean bong. And I find it hits better too. And I always use, here's a tip. I always use bottled water in bongs. Don't ask me why. I know that's going too far, but I do that. I just want crystal clear water without any bleaching or Clorox. This bowl's almost done. Oh, that really tasted like Kush right there. Harsh though, but that's the dope. Damn, it's done. Let me just close the window. It's kind of chilly outside. Ah, man, you know, when I say Canada has 6 months, like literally has 6 months of winter, I ain't fucking joking. I ain't fucking joking. We do. Canada has 6 months of winter. At least in Toronto, we do. I know Vancouver right now has much nicer weather than we do. And better weed, apparently. But as per a High Times article from 2010, which has a nice big picture of Lake Ontario shot at my old street, it's the only place where it could have been shot. Or where you could get a shot like that. Fuck. They said that Ontario was going to be the new pot capital of Canada, which we certainly are the biggest and best known city in all of Canada. That's why most of the country hates us, because apparently we're New York pricks, which they're kind of right. I understand why people think that about us, because we keep touting, Torontonians like to tout that they live in the big city, you know, the big T to the dot. But the fact of the matter is, this place is a shithole like any other place. And especially, what is the most shitholish about this place? Shitholish, is not even a fucking point. What is the most crappy about this town is the fact that our winters are astronomically long. It's ridiculous at how incredibly long our winters are. Like winter started in November before I went to Amsterdam. Before I even went to Amsterdam last year, Amsterdam. I'm sick of, but I like calling it by its English name because everyone can relate. It was already snowing. It was cold. Whereas last year, you know, winter just didn't want to arrive last year, which was A-okay with me, man. But still sucks, man. I still hate winter. I still can't stand it. And you would think that after living here for so many decades now, which is now over 2 decades I've lived in this country, that you would think that I would get used to it, but I just can't. I can't get used to the weather here, man. And I still can't after all these years. I still can't. I can't get used to the weather. I just hate winter. I get so depressed in the winter, which is why I'm smoking pot right now. It's just, I can't do it. I hate it. I get so incredibly moody and depressed in the winter in Canada. It's just, this is the only way that I can basically be functional around human beings. Because if I don't, I am going to be a lousy person, and I don't like being that way. Slinging four-letter expletives around all the time. I don't like being that way. I'm not happy when I'm that way. I don't like the song from Madonna, "I'm not happy when I act this way." Which is Bad Girl. Drunk Bison. That is the only Madonna album I know and like, is the Erotica album. Mainly because, you know, in times when, this was the time when things were getting less conservative around the world, especially in North America, Canada, and the United States. I mean, for God's sakes, the Toronto Metro Police wanted to arrest Madonna for lewd behavior at her own concert. Like, really, guys? my friend just made a joke here on Facebook. Sorry to sideline. Basically, she says she's Muslim, but for fuck's sake, she doesn't act like one. She's awesome. She's a good friend of mine. She fucking rocks. And she basically wanted to know if there's any duty-free kind of shops in Toronto. I'm like, no, those are only available at the border. And that's the whole point of it being duty-free. It's because she wants to get... Sorry. Because over there you can get a bottle of Patron for $40 instead of, I think it's 60 or almost $70 that you would pay. And she says she's hooked on that shit. And I said, that doesn't sound very halal. She goes, it's more like holy water. Oh, Jesus. Well, yeah, it is. It's the blood of Christ. Anyways. Yeah, this girl's a riot, trust me. She's one of the guys. She's one of those girls. She's one of the guys. And those are my favorite female friends. Other ones are just like one of the guys. Oh, man. But, I don't know, it's just the winters in this country, they really take a toll on me, because I can't stand them, I can't stand the winters here, dude. I just absolutely hate them, and it's so depressing, so depressing. It's ridiculous at how depressed I get during the winter. It's really ridiculous. But you know what? I like living here. I like the fact that I can go to a doctor whenever the fuck I want without having to pay a doctor's bill. But otherwise, I'd move down to the States. And I really would. I would like to live in a medical marijuana state. Because I'm just sick and tired of being a fucking prisoner, man. I don't see why that should be illegal. Why should it be illegal? You know? I don't understand. I really don't understand why it would be legal. Whatever, man. What are you going to do? There's not much you can do about it. But, yeah. Speaking of which, yeah, I would like to move somewhere warmer. As if it wasn't for all the tornadoes and hurricanes in Florida, I'd go there. But I can't do that. I could go to Colorado, but it's just as cold there as it fucking is here, so it doesn't matter. It's just as cold there as it is here. What else is there? California? That's a very hard place to get, to basically get a place that's not in a fucked up neighborhood. As well as to get jobs. I mean, what, I'm gonna find an incident management job over there? I wish. I fucking wish. But, is that gonna happen? Unlikely. Unfucking likely. Like I said, as much as I'd like to. But I'm stuck here, man. I'm pretty much stuck here, and Jazz isn't gonna come with me. Even if he did. I'd move to Holland. Because I just like it there. I feel good there. Not because of the pot. I just feel better there because everything is enriched with history. Unlike here, where, you know, what history do we have in Canada? The country's not even 400 years old. You know, everything in Europe, like, when this country was, like, when people were setting foot over here, I mean, Europe already existed. There's buildings in Amsterdam that were built in the 1600s that are there. It's amazing. It's fucking amazing, and that's why I'd like to move there. Oh, this is going to be the most random audio boo ever. I've already been yapping for 12 minutes. Jesus Christ, I didn't even notice it. But I feel a little bit less spaced out with this weed than I do with the other one. I can actually function, and like I said, I was playing Full House Poker yesterday. With the Gamer Podcast guys and H-Bomb. And oh god, gotta stop yawning. It was a lot of fun. It was so much fun. Like, it was great. And anyways, so I smoked pot during the show while we were playing. And I started to win awesome hands in poker without even paying much attention because I was high. And I have no idea how many hands I won without even noticing. Like, it just working subconsciously to win, you know, like as if all our bodies are intended to win off the bat. It's just that we do something to prevent ourselves from retaining that. I don't know. Why do I still play pot farm on Facebook, man? This game sucks. Like, oh, you get no cool strains anymore that, you know, basically makes a lot of money in maybe not the shortest amount of time, but in a decent amount of time. But then they would probably argue with saying, oh, this already exists. So, I don't know what else to talk about here. I'm going to play some video games, and then I'm probably going to go sleep. Maybe I'll play some Pokemon in bed. I don't know yet. But I definitely just want to decide. Anyhow, until next time, toodles.